Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
We'll see.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home tomorrow for Game 5 at the Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. For playoff information, visit chicagowolves.com. The Cubs start a 3-game set in St. Louis tonight against the division-leading Cardinals. Addison Russell sits for the second straight game. He's been struggling with a sore right shoulder. Eddie Butler makes his Cubs debut against Mike Leake. Mark Grody's pregame on The Score starts tonight at 6:40. Chris Bryant was on with Bernstein and Goff. You can hear a replay of that right after this update, or you can listen to it anytime at BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Miguel Gonzalez will try to stop the White Sox 5-game slide tonight against Jalys Chacín and the Padres at 7:10. Tim Anderson has the weekend off as he attends the funeral of a close friend. Bears rookie minicamp started today, and Mitch Trubisky has been working hard to learn Dow Loggins' playbook.
Hours on hours. I pretty much don't stop studying until I feel comfortable, and then I go to bed, and then wake up, do it again, and just keep going over it. I like flashcards. That works for me for formations and stuff like that.
NBA, the Celtics will try and close out the Wizards tonight in D.C. The Celtics arrived at the arena tonight wearing all black because they're expecting to attend the funeral of the Wizards season. Uh-huh. Kawhi Leonard is expected to play in Game 1 Sunday against the Warriors with an ankle injury. At the NFL Draft Combine, Phil Jackson was asked if he still views Kristaps Porzingis as the guy to build around. He answered, quote, not talking about it. NHL, the Western Conference Finals start tonight. The Predators are in Anaheim taking on the Ducks. Round 2 of the Players' Championship, J.B. Holmes and Louis Oosthuizen lead at 9-under with Kyle Stanley one stroke back. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Country Club Wrigleyville. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, with over 650 vehicles in stock at WoodfieldNissan.com.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's the outfield defense that's exacerbating everything that's wrong with the Cubs. Schwarber has been bad.
You know, he needs the mental skills coordinator.
Yeah, McKay firing John Baker.
And killing Kyle Schwarber.
putting him down.
Oh, putting him down. It's much more exciting.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Pick him up in a fishing boat on Lake Tahoe.
Oh, don't get in the boat!
He knew a little bit about Broats, not as much as me, because I have 5 of Broats.
Seriously, Frank.
I knew it was you,
come on,
Kyle.
We got to stay in the family, right? I love you like your brother, Frito, but don't ever go outside the family again.
You think that guy in that boat, did you hear the music swelling
Are
behind
you? Saying
you?
Well,
he couldn't hear the music, man.
Shouldn't you know?
Fredo knew, should have known he had it coming.
Fredo, just look at the cinematography.
Right. Fredo, break that fourth wall.
Look at the way
you tell us you're about to get murdered.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart.
John Cazale just looks at the camera. He's like,
I'm not doing this.
I really shouldn't get in the boat, should I? What do you think? Should I get in the boat?
Look at the sunset as you walk him out to left field.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller, did I get a call from Tony?
Oh, yeah. He left a message. I forgot to tell you.
Is it on the machine?
I erased it.
All right. I'm back.
No, Ma. Yeller's my dog. I'll do it. Oh, come on. He'll call back.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant is on Twitter at ChrisBryant_23, and he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Chris? Before we get to the baseball part of this, I've been thinking about this all week long since the last time we... Well, 2 weeks ago since we talked to you last. What do you... And he said, oh, gosh, no, I'm not going to sabotage you or anything like that. What do you enjoy the least about being Chris Bryant right now?
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, like you know, like it, the media attention or the lack of privacy... the pressure sometimes. I mean, you're a big damn deal. You know, that's why we got you on here every other week. But if you had to pick one thing right now where you're like, you know what, I could do without this. And it wouldn't be you complaining. It wouldn't be you belly aching and bitching. You know, people understand, you know, some people, hell, Steve Harvey told his people, don't talk to me before I get out the damn makeup room. So what is it for you?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's tough to complain, but I guess if I had to pick one, I don't know, just like, some of the attention off the field, just because, you know, you want to feel like a normal person sometimes. You know, you want to be able to go to dinner with your wife and, you know, just hang out and, you know, have a good meal. But sometimes it's a little harder to do that. But it comes with the territory, mm-hmm. and I completely expect it. And it's never anything bad. Nobody ever comes up and is, you know, saying terrible things. It's all great things.
Because you don't suck.
See, but, well, and also you're a nicer guy than a lot of people are. And my belief is that adult autograph seekers, not kids, but the adult collector autograph seeker, there should be loopholes in the law that allow you to use a flamethrower on them as long as no one else is in danger. Because I'll never get it. I will never understand it about why you want to just harass people into signing things.
Oh my God. I completely agree. I mean, at the field, it's very understandable, but you know, when you start getting to the airport and people are waiting for you and that'll get on my nerves a little bit, but okay. I always say no with a smile on my face.
Well, so when I'm lobbying for my flamethrower exception,
you're not going to have Chris in the background.
Yeah, no, I'm going to call him in. He'll write an amicus brief for the court, just so we get a friend of the court sort of thing, so we can get this passed through.
When you're looking around, maybe when the ball is going around the infield during the warm up tosses, what are some of the things that you lock in on while the game is going on? Because we're in commercial break, we're trying to figure out what we're going to drink or what we're going to eat or whatever, and I'm sure you're thinking about the game. But does your mind ever wander? And when it does in a baseball game, where does it go to?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm sitting there at third or wherever I'm playing, I'm smelling all these foods, and I'm like, man, I wish I could stand in line at the snack bar at the game and get some of these foods. I mean, some of these things are, they look awesome. So I'm usually thinking about food or what I'm going to eat for dinner or, you know, what room service I'm going to order when I get back to the hotel, something like that.
Best room service hotel food on the road. You've been doing this now a year and a half or so. Give me something. 2 years now.
You know what? This one's a little sneak. I mean, it's not the best food. It's the best dessert. It's the Weston in Cincinnati has a really good chocolate brownie with a couple of scoops of ice cream on the side. So I'm going to go with that. But the food is not very good. The dessert's good.
Okay. All right. See, there it is. Now we know a little bit more about Chris Bryant. We can ask you why you guys suck lately.
Is this your first time going through what it feels like when Cub fans actually get horribly, irrationally nervous?
Yes.
And when is it entertaining to you, or is it surprising? How would you describe this feeling of what's happening to us?
You know, it's a little all of the above. I mean, to me, it is a little funny considering what we just did, you know, back in November. I mean, all the adversity we had to go through to get to that. But yeah, I mean, it's understandable because you know, as a fan, you know, I was a fan of, you know, I was watching the playoffs last year, and I think it was the Dodgers and the Nationals, and I was, like, on the edge of my seat because I had no control over the game. You know, I was, you know, telling the pitcher what to throw and all this, so I could totally understand where, you know, our fans are coming from because, you know, we're out there playing the game, and they're seeing us, you know, not playing the way we have played in the past, so it is frustrating, but I can tell you that we're not nervous at all. We're completely fine in the clubhouse, and you know things are going to turn around.
How are you guys dealing with it? I mean, are there conversations of it? Miguel Montero has spoke out about it. John Lackey has. Joe Maddon is trying his best to keep everybody on the up and up. But how do you guys deal with it as a team in your own little circles?
Yeah, I think in the clubhouse has been great. I mean, you know, I think after a tough loss or after a game, you know, you think about it for a little bit. But, you know, I think, you know, once you get on the bus to go back to the hotel, it's, you know, on to the next game. There's too many games to, you know, focus on in baseball, you know, to really dwell on the last one. So that's kind of where we're at. I mean, nobody's going crazy. I mean, it is a little frustrating, you know, when you're not playing like we did last year. I mean, we went 25-6 to, you know, start the year last year, and that was crazy. Now we're not doing that, but we feel pretty average right now. We don't want to be that, so I think we're going to turn around.
I was reading some statistical analysis about just what it means to stress out a pitching staff when defense is giving an offense extra outs. And we just think, okay, hey, all right, pitch over it. But, you know, in aggregate, over time, when fewer batted balls are turned into outs, that's when, especially, you know, to start a series, maybe you're into your high-leverage bullpen earlier than you want to be, and a guy that pitchers out of a game in the fifth instead of the sixth, and little things begin to add up. Has there been talk? Has Joe talked about? Hey, look, let's backstop this with defense, because that's something that might be a little bit of concentration, communication. That's something we can just do better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something he talked about in spring training and going back to last year's. That, you know, it's kind of something we have a little more control over, and you have a better success rate, obviously, on defense. So I just think it's important not to try to do, you know, make the crazy play, make the routine play so that, you know, our pitcher, you know, gets out of the inning sooner and they don't have to continue to throw all these pitches, you know. But as baseball players, we don't need to read any articles or any of that, knowing that, you know, the more errors you make, the tougher it is on our pitcher. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a correlation there.
Speaking of, how much information do you need or want or have to have as a hitter, as you're growing into what you want to be as a hitter?
Very, very minimal. I mean, I like to know kind of what the pitches, you know, what he has and how they move and maybe how often he throws them or what's his go-to pitch. But I don't really like to look at how he pitches other guys because, you know, you are your own player. Your at-bat is an individual at-bat. It's completely different than any other guy out there because you're the one standing in the box. So that's how I look at it. And you know, anytime you get all this crazy info in your head, it's just causing you to think more. And, you know, that's when things kind of go bad, when you're thinking too much.
So when they changed your swing and tried to get a little bit more of an uppercut and the launch angle and all the things that people were worried about heading into last season, and, of course, you had a terrific season, how was that applied? How did that manifest itself with the video or with teaching or with the info that you needed?
Yeah, well, for me, going into last year, it was more, you know, how to have a flatter swing because I already have that natural uppercut, getting the ball in the air, and I think my first year I was getting the ball in the air too high, so I wanted to kind of hit more line drives, you know, into the air. And for me, it was just going back to a drill that I did in college where, you know, it was just the high tee drill. You put a, you know, ball as high as it can go on a tee, and you really try to hit just a line drive up the middle and have all your energy as a hitter going towards the pitcher so that you're squaring that ball up. And, you know, I still practice it, so I think I got better at hitting the high pitches. And as a result, you know, I think the balls came lower, you know, in the air, and they were more of a line drive. So it's nice to see results like that.
Have you ever had a coach comp you to some other major leaguer? Because some guys like to do that, say, okay, here's somebody with a swing that looks like yours, or maybe your height and weight or your level of crouch or your swing plane. Has there ever been another name to say, you know what, you remind me of this guy, or maybe do what this guy did?
I mean, I can think back to, like, in high school and college, you know, you have the scouting reports, you know, when you're coming into the draft. And I think guys are saying, like, Troy Gloss, just the size and mm-hmm. the position we played, but I don't think our stances are anywhere close. But now I haven't really heard too many of it. I mean, it's and I like it. I like to be my own self and have my own style play, so I don't have to compare myself to anybody.
Yeah, I love when they were showing pictures of your dad in Boston, and they kept cutting back and forth to them getting all, you know, excited to hit the home run, and he's jumping up and down.
He had his own inning.
It was great, and he really did. And, you know, and for those of us who are little league dads, to see it at that level, I mean, it's just incredible. Like, it's still your kid. I mean, you're sitting there in Fenway Park, but it's still your kid playing baseball. And then they show a card. They show your dad's card from the Elmira Pioneer Red Sox in 1980. I'm sure you've seen this.
Yep.
But it's uncanny. It's like you dressed as a 70s baseball player for Halloween. I mean, with, like, the rakish mustache mm-hmm. and the eye black and everything, and the big wooden bat with a thick handle and all the tape on it, a big batting gloves. I mean, it's just
a handful of amphetamines.
I don't know if they went that far, but I'm sure you've heard it from other people, but it's really striking that you cut the same figure as your dad.
See, I look at that card and I'm like, I look nothing like that.
Oh, come on!
So you think you look more like your mom?
I don't know who I look like.
Are they your parents, Chris?
Yeah, are you sure?
they are my parents. Yeah. But my brother is kind of a spitting image of my dad. When you look at him in that picture and kind of what he looks like now, you would flip over that even more. But yeah, I guess we look similar.
I like the fact that there's nothing on the back of the card. It's like there's a picture on the front, and then all it just says Mike Bryant. You know, height, weight, bats right, throws right, age, and hometown, and that's it.
Right, yeah, it's ancient. The baseball cards have come a long way since then.
Yeah, they always say ultimately you play to what it says on the back of the baseball card. Yep. Like, well, hey, whatever, play to whatever you are, I guess. And, you know, because that's the term that people have been saying when talking about guys who are slumping. They say, hey, whether it's, you know, Addison Russell or Kyle Schwarber, I love the level of confidence in Kyle around the team, top to bottom. Everybody's saying, don't worry about him, he's going to be fine. Even though it's a guy that's barely played Major League Baseball, I'm amazed at how across the board consistent the confidence is in him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no, I mean, you see what he can do on the big stage when it really counts. And he's settled into his own. He's learning how to hit in the leadoff spot, which is something completely new to him. And he hasn't complained one bit along the way. So, and that's half the battle too, I think, sometimes is, you know, kind of what you're thinking about your situation. But, you know, I think the biggest thing with him and kind of the rest of our team is that the presence that they all provide. I mean, once you see him walking up to start the game, it's kind of like you got to be on your game from the very get-go. You don't want to make a mistake the first pitch of the game because you know that there's a possibility that that ball is not going to be here anymore.
So what do you know about Eddie Butler?
I know he's doing a great job right now, and we're excited to have him up. I mean, I think we actually faced him my first year, but I didn't remember. I know that he has a pretty heavy sinker, throws it pretty hard, and he's been pitching really well. So, you know, I can't wait to see him out there tonight.
The Cardinals experience, is it everything that it feels like, it, you know, when we're watching it on television, whether they're here or you guys are at Busch Stadium, that atmosphere, is it palpable, or are we just, you know, making it up in our heads because it should feel like a rivalry?
I guess a little of both. I mean, I try not to look at any team as just a rivalry, you know, try to get myself super pumped up for a game because, you know, I don't know. They're all the same to me, but sure, there's a lot of history to it, and it's fun to kind of, you know, put that label on it as a rivalry, but especially lately, too, with us kind of becoming a better team and them kind of being the team that they've always been, the games are more exciting, so, you know.
So game 38 in May is not a big game, is what you're saying.
No, they all count. They all count the same.
Because there's some people really pointing to this, and they're Cubs saying, like, oh, come on, this is when it has to happen. We have to feel better about the Cubs right now. And I'm certain that this series is going to get out, have the same kind of outsized angst or excitement for better or for worse. I mean, the Yankees series felt pretty, there was some crackling baseball going on in that series. So I would say be ready for it if you hadn't felt it before, because the Cubs fans are just nervous right now.
Well, I'll tell them first, stop worrying. I mean, but, you know, I guess it is kind of good to experience this, because there's going to be times where, I mean, hopefully I play forever, as long as I can, and there's going to be times where things just aren't going good. And it's important to kind of learn how to deal with it that way. So, but I think we're going to turn around pretty soon. We're just too good of a team. I think the talent we have is just, you know, unmatched. So I think, you know, we're going to turn around here real soon.
All right, before we let you go, how awful is it to be at work 3.5 hours longer than you expected it to be?
Gosh, that was a killer game. But, yeah, I mean, I played a 22-inning game in college. It was actually against Aaron Judge. He was on Fresno State.
Wow.
22 innings. It was like 7 hours and 15 minutes. But man, I mean, it's cool to be a part of and kind of have that as a story, but I was beat.
I'm all for whatever proposal they want to come up with.
You should leave those games, Chris.
Yeah, go to sleep. I mean, just with everything we know about sleep science and circadian rhythm.
Just go take a nap in the clubhouse.
Routine. Like, there's got to be some way to make sure the teams don't get ruined for a week and a half.
Have Eric Hinsky put your jersey on and go out there and play third base. Nobody will know the difference.
Yeah, why not? But we'll do the runner on second and third tiebreaker rules.
Oh, that sucks too, by the way.
No, just call it a tie. I mean, I read something about how, you know, before daylight savings time existed, Major League Baseball, where the sun would go down and say, all right, we done? Yeah, we're kind of done. And they would have ties. And over 162, if you have 2, 3, 4 ties, it didn't really end. It all came out in the wash in the end.
Right. I'll take a tie over a loss for sure.
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Before we let you go, we got something special coming up here at 4 o'clock. It's our Friday Fung, and it's Mundane Sports Achievement. And one of our texters wants us to know, wants us to ask you, actually, have you ever had a mundane sports achievement?
Now, the examples of these that we've had, the kinds of things where you've got like a wadded up piece of paper and you throw it across a classroom and it lands in somebody's cup of water. Or
if you throw a carrot across a party and it lands in a drunk friend's mouth.
Right, you're with me. Yes, I'm just saying, anything like that where you say, oh my God, I could stand here all day and never do that again if I tried that 1,000 times.
Oh my gosh. See, now, let me think about that, and I'll tell you next time.
Okay.
That's quite the tease for the next visit there.
Because everybody's got one. But what I would think is usually it's people like us who aren't professional athletes who get much more excited about something that would be spectacular in the everyday, because you get to do actual spectacular things, like hit the ball over the Green Monster. We don't get to do that.
So you're saying you've never thrown popcorn into a sleeping John Lackey's mouth?
No, I haven't done that. But now I'm going to be thinking about that in between innings when the ball is being thrown across the diamond instead of the food that I'm going to be eating.
Good. Later
that
night. Fair enough.
Well done, Chris.
Chris, thank you. As always, have a good series.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That segment was brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. It's the Bernstein Golf Show. We still have giveaways. We got $50 gift certificates to give away for Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers. And we're going to do It's On at the bottom of the hour on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Thursday, we're doing the show from Wrigley Field. You need a ticket to come to the game where we're broadcasting in the bleachers.
What if I just hang around outside and go, woo, Cubs, woo, and say that I want to get in?
I don't think they'd let you in.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. While James Harden's 2016-2017 season away is perhaps the strangest season in the history of team sport, for 6 months, Harden chipped away at the narrative that long followed him. Gunner, ball stopper, allergic to defense. However, if not for Russell Westbrook's historic season, Harden would have an MVP award any day, and he continued to break down barriers and stereotypes with passionate, efficient, and selfless play. And then last night happened. An unforgivable offense. A prize fighter leaving his corner in round one with his hand stands at the side, refusing to throw a punch. A no-show, checked out, quit. Bottom line is this, you can watch sport for the next 100 years, and never will you encounter a game as utterly mystifying as what we saw last night. James Harden simply left his heart in the locker room, and that stigma, that stain, will never dissipate. Ever. I'm BT.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Mattress Firm Memorial Day sale is on now. Mattress Firm has just finished some major spring cleaning. That means out with the old and in with the latest and greatest in sleep technology. And during the Memorial Day sale, their sleep experts can help you find your perfect mattress. Savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton and Rhodes, and more. Queen sets start as low as just $179.99. And you can sleep interest-free for 5 years. All the more reason to check out an adjustable base. I've mentioned this before. I underestimated what the adjustable base was like. I thought, oh, big deal, whatever. So you got a little remote control and you move it up and down. But no, it really does help fit your needs depending on what you're doing at any given time. So don't leave Mattress Firm without asking about and trying out the adjustable base. And remember that Mattress Firm always makes it easy for you to love your mattress. They know everyone's perfect night's sleep is unique and your mattress should reflect that. So they promise if you don't absolutely love your new mattress, you can exchange it or return it for your money back within 120 days. So I just gave you all the reasons you need to get into the Mattress Firm near you for the Memorial Day sale going on now. It's Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home tomorrow for Game 5 at the Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. For playoff information, visit chicagowolves.com. The Cubs start a three-game set in St. Louis tonight against the division-leading Cardinals. Addison Russell will sit for the second straight game. He's been struggling with a sore right shoulder. Eddie Butler makes his Cubs debut against Mike Leake. Mark Grady's pregame on The Score starts at 6:40. Miguel Gonzalez will try and stop the White Sox five-game skid tonight against Jolys Chacin and the Padres at 7:10. Tim Anderson has the weekend off as he attends the funeral of a close friend. Bears rookie minicamp started today, and Mitch Trubisky has enjoyed working with quarterback coach Dave Ragone.
Coach Ragone and all the coaches have really been great so far. He's really taken me under his wing right away and just has taught me the offense and everything I need to do. There's a lot of attention to detail with him, and I can tell he's very passionate about coaching, which I love that, and I love learning from him.
NBA, the Celtics will try and close out the Wizards tonight in D.C. The Celtics showed up to the arena tonight in all black 4 months after the Wizards did the same thing to the Celtics. Kawhi Leonard is expected to play in Game 1 Sunday against the Warriors with his ankle injury. At the NBA Draft Combine, Phil Jackson was asked if he still views Kristaps Porzingis as the guy to build around. He answered, quote, "not talking about it." NHL, the Western Conference Finals start tonight. The Predators are in Anaheim taking on the Ducks. Round 2 of the Players' Championship, Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley lead at 9-under with J.B. Holmes 2 strokes back. Join the Score's Mully and Hanley broadcasting live from Dunkin' Donuts in Glenview on Friday, May 19th from 5 to 9 a.m. for the 15th annual Cop on a Rooftop event to raise awareness and donations for Special Olympics Illinois. Stop by the broadcast and enter to win great Score prizes. America runs on Dunkin'. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
The tents are restocked and reloaded with...
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Hope you're having a great day. Everybody's jumping in their cars, trying to figure out, what the hell am I going to do this evening TV-wise? I will throw you for a loop right now, my friend, because I don't have a sports thing. I don't. You can watch Celtics and Wizards at 7 o'clock if you'd like. I will be DVRing that. You know why, Dan Bernstein?
Why?
Because we have a parents' night out, courtesy of our daycare.
Oh, this is the one night where they get to keep the kid until
Shout out. We don't have to pick up our kid until midnight because once a month they allow, you know, a select few parents to, you know, be a... Yeah! You want to know what I'm going to be watching tonight? I'm going to be watching a big, beautiful brown bootay. That's what I'm going to be watching tonight. Yeah! Celebrate all over you tonight! Break out the rubber sheets. Yeah, ain't no sports happening in the golf household tonight. I will open the door. I will walk my beautiful lady in.
What if she just wants to watch television?
No. You can do whatever you want. I'm just back here chilling. No, man, Wizards.
More power to you.
Wizards and Celtics tonight. That's not happening in my household. Cut it out. I'm officially in that realm where I'm like, all right, I guess I can go another month. So, yeah, Wizards and Celtics tonight. We will probably just be ordering in.
What was the line from Everybody Loves Raymond when they're in bed and she's mad at him? And he says, like, what? You're going to withhold sex from me? That's nothing. I'm like a sex camel.
Yeah, dude. We've had these conversations like, you know, if I get used to not being, you know, loved up, like, what else can you take from me after that? You've already taken my dignity.
You're just a used up husk of a man at that point.
That's it. At some point, I'm just a dude who wakes up to watch sports, come in here and talk to you and then go home.
You're two steps away from wearing a hockey jersey.
And bad. So, yeah, Wizards and Celtics tonight, and whatever you choose
Cubs
to do.
Cubs and White Sox, too. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of stuff going on. So we'll
Cubs and Cardinals?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Dan.
What?
Listen.
Yes?
I have a show. Gary Bender. What? What?
We have to wait. Wait. Now they've signaled, and it's a touchdown. Marcus Robinson.
I have a show that I don't know if it sucks or if it's awesome. All I know is don't. Please be sober while watching this show. It's American Gods on Stars. And I'm telling you now, this show starts like unlike any show I've ever seen before. And after the second episode, I still had no idea what the hell I was watching until I read a write-up about it and how it's about cultures traveling to this country. It's pretty much a show about immigration, but cultures traveling with their separate gods. And Dan, after two episodes, and I've actually watched the second episode twice now, I still have no idea what I'm watching. Okay. But it's shot beautifully, and the hues that they choose to adorn each
Larry
scene.
Hughes?
No, not Larry.
He comes running in, taking awful shots.
Thinking he's better than LeBron.
Right. It's like somebody and their god, and in the background, it's like Larry Hughes and old Cleveland
shirts on. Yeah, he's got old St. Louis University
taking
shorts on.
Nothing but long twos.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those Bulls days. So, American Gods, if you want to freak out like I'm freaking out when I watch this thing, then please give me some feedback on it. But, yeah, that's all I got tonight. What you got, fellas?
I mentioned I'm flipping the sports around, and I want to not make it too late at night because we've got the early baseball game tomorrow, and it's going. We've got five games this weekend, and it's going to be a whirlwind. I need my rest.
Five games.
We got house baseball, then hockey in Orland Park tomorrow, and then up again.
Your house is like an athletic sweatshop.
It's unbelievable.
Dude.
And then we have our annual game against Humboldt Park Saturday morning, which is when
our
annual Puerto Rican ass whipping. It's going to come our way.
Arroz con pollo.
Exactly. Here's your arroz con gandules and a side of whoop ass, and you can take your little red hats and get the hell out of here. So
maybe this will be a miracle on ice kind of occasion that's where the young kids from you know the inner cities of Village and you
right exactly. Yeah, Lincoln Square. Do you believe in miracles?
Damn right. No. I got my money on the Bernstein kids.
No, I don't.
I do.
I got my
What's
money
the over
on,
under?
My money's on the names that end with Z. that would be if past history is any predictor of our games against Humboldt Park, they don't end well for us.
Yeah. One like, time, have you been slaughter ruled?
One time we got slaughter ruled, and their coaches were when we were in 9U. The coaches were still so mad at the way they play, they made them run sprints, even though they just beaten us 15-0. And our kids
it didn't
were,
happen quick enough
like,
for right, them.
Exactly, and our kids were looking like, oh my god,
yeah,
they were like really serious and stuff. So, well, yeah, hey, so it's that.
Don't do it to death.
And
I guess
then more hockey and then more baseball and then I collapse. In
not the
on
same
Sunday evening.
Demographic on the hockey side, right?
No, but they're bantams now. That's different. Then you get to like Joliet and Franklin Park, and they got a guy skating around, smashing you in the head with a stick.
Okay. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, very different. The names might not all end in Z, but there's big angry people smashing you in the head.
All right, so Shep, which police shoulder cam situation will you be tuning into this evening?
Same
this
one
week?
As Mama Goff. Live yes. PD next two nights starts at 8 p.m.
Oh Jesus, she is all about this too, and loves
she's a smart woman.
Loves it when you mention it. By the way, it's super
she's a,
weird.
She's a very wise woman, right. And I will be watching that at 8 o'clock tonight, flipping between Cubs and Cardinals and live. PD.
Live
they
PD.
Just added a Utah crew from the Utah Highway Patrol.
There it is.
Throwing out the tire strips last week.
Greg Ostertag. Yeah, out there.
Nicely played, Chris Tannehill. So now that we've heard from Nick All Lives Matter Shepkowski, Tanny, what do you got for us?
So much stuff. I got to finish the Norm thing tonight because I fell asleep last night. I got Fargo, I got the Americans, but tomorrow I'll be out at the Guaranteed Rate Field for the Seth Beer Bowl.
Look at you.
Padres and White Sox. Hold on to your hats for this pitching match.
Tank
folks.
For beer.
It's Trevor Cahill versus Dylan Covey tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
After you got your Derek Holland X-Fip snapback last night.
Yeah, really. I'm wearing tonight. Mine right now.
Right? That's not no more American Needle. We get X-Fit snapbacks
the old
from here on out.
X-Fit snapback. Yeah, hey, I've been pitching out my ass. Watch this. Ka-chow!
Yeah, wow. You're going to get yourself a couple of balls if you're in the bleachers out there, so enjoy yourself.
And a clock if you're lucky. A hot clock.
Yeah. Jesus. Wake your ass up.
Greg Walker punches.
That didn't take long.
Greg Walker punches that too. Just nails the clock. Shut up. And he pours Grey Goose all over it.
Be the sixth caller to the Scores contest
line. We're talking about Puerto Ricans, American gods, Nick All Lives Matter, Shepkowski, and my guy over here going to watch a Padres Sox game.
Sacks. 312-591-6700. You win a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Time to spoil mom with the decadent gourmet dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Starting at $19.99. Don't wait. Go to berries.com. Order now. And this segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. When we come back, we will say good evening to Lawrence Holmes and give away a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. More reasons than you need to not go anywhere. You are listening to The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
I'm a big track record guy. I mean, when things happen that are out of the ordinary, you got to kind of let it play out. They haven't even played one-fifth of the season yet.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
To secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. True or false? It's easier refinancing with your current lender than it is refinancing with David and his team at Pearl Mortgage. False. Your current lender's rates and closing costs are lower than David's rates and closing costs? False again. David constantly receives calls from frustrated, disgruntled listeners who say they wish they called him before refinancing with their current lender because either their loan blows up or their current lender doesn't return any of their calls or emails. David also wants you to realize your existing lender has limited flexibility in the interest rate they quote their borrowers, whereas David has over 80 lenders who will compete for your business. So let's review. It's not easier refinancing with your current lender, and you should always always call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com when securing any type of mortgage. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-43-58 and MLS 19186.
Treat mom to a new outdoor look this spring. Northwest Metalcraft is your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues, and is proudly celebrating its 70th year in business. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Troptone, Woodard, Kingsley, Bate, and more. And over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Bromaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, May 13th, between 11 and 3, and check out our Solaire and Komodo Joe grills. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off of your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through May 22nd. The first 20 moms who come in Saturday receive a free cookbook. Northwest Metalcraft is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Libra, it's a good week to keep your health on the forefront of your mind. Scorpio, when's the last time you made an effort to get to know someone better? This is probably a good week to start. Sagittarius, surge of energy is a good indication that you should make that daring move at work or in the love department. Capricorn, it's been a while since you've splurged on something for yourself. Give it a try. Aquarius, your creativity brings an addition to the group that helps everyone tremendously. And Pisces, you're burning hot this week. All things romance are bound to get heated up. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in LA and we're not on the East Coast. We broadcast live right here from Chicago. And when Chicago sports news breaks, we break in with all the details. Keep streaming The Score for the best of Chicago sports talk. We're 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, you, listen up. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights is taking it to another level during their anniversary sales event. Over 350 new Chevys marked with never-seen-before incentives. Like every new 2017 Chevy Malibu LT, 20% off of MSRP. Those are huge savings, so stop being silly and go to Sunrise Chevrolet. Oh, they also have all 2017 Silverados where you can get an additional $3,000 in savings on top of all the other discounts. Over $7,000 in savings are available. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties.
The goal is to win the World Series. Every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence. Lovey's got some other things going on in Illinois right now. You don't have to worry about Lawrence right now.
Nope.
Some kids breaking and entering and
it's
pranking.
A prank, though.
It was just a joke.
Yeah. Just a joke at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Right now, the sixth caller to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a $50 gift certificate for Pro Flowers. Get amazing deals, beautiful flowers, and the perfect bouquet for Mother's Day starting only $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. And this segment is brought to you by AutoZone. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and STP oil filter for just $23.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Lawrence is in the zone up until Cubs baseball.
Guys, why is there a dollar in the studio?
I don't know. He put it up there. It's some social experiment he's doing.
I put it up there to see that if when we return on Monday, if it'll still be there, because Tanny mentioned the whole cameras thing. You know, you never know who's watching, who's looking. So I'm wondering after the weekend and, you know, people are in the studio all weekend long. I'm wondering if the dollar will still be there.
Sure, you don't want to. You know what? Yeah, I'm not say anything. Yeah. Okay, well, this will be an interesting experiment.
You think it'll be there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because it's high. It's underneath the... and it's also, I didn't even know I was doing this, but it's kind of like a time is money kind of thing.
I like that.
It's right underneath the clock. Yeah, I was going to take a picture of it on Instagram, but I figured, nah, that's for babies and food. What's up, Lawrence?
Nothing, man. It's been a really interesting day. I had an athletic breakthrough today, Jay.
Uh-oh. Did you dunk?
No, not since 15 on a 9.5-foot rim.
My man.
Did you break a time and a distance running?
A distance. I got to 10K today. I ran 6.2 miles.
All right.
And it was, are you training for something?
Marathon?
Not a marathon, but I want to run the Big 10 10K.
Bloody Nipples Holmes.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But I want to run the Big 10 10K this summer. And I'm going to represent Rutgers, I think, because no one's at the Rutgers.
Rutgers.
I've been to Piscataway. Give me a Rutgers shirt, and I'll go out there and run.
I've been to Rutgers, too.
It's an interesting place. But I did 4.5, right?
Yeah.
And I was at home, and I was, like, killing it the last quarter mile. So I went into the backyard and started stretching. I'm like, just go get the other mile and a half. And I like went and
that's
got
huge.
Some water. I've never done that before. And it was great.
Pushing
I'm hurting now. I'm hurting.
Of course.
But it was cool because then, you know, my afternoon was me and Fee went and saw Guardians 2.
Dude, I've heard mixed reviews on, because I love Guardians of the Galaxy 1. I loved it.
If you love Guardians 1.
I've never read the novel or, you know, I didn't know any of the backstory.
It's solid, okay? It's worth your dollar.
A bad review.
Right. You're explaining the fat guy that no one wants to date now.
You got a great personality.
It's solid. It's funny and it's very sweet. It's very
they got Baby Groot.
Well, it's not just. I mean, the Baby Groot thing is more of like the comic relief, but there's a lot of relationship type stuff.
Nice.
And I will tell you this, it's been talked about a little bit on the news. Kurt Russell is in the movie and there's your guy, right? So you're all over this. He's a major factor in the movie. But what's cool about it is there's a scene of him in the 80s, right? That they had going back in the past and they did it without CGI. They did it with makeup. That his makeup artist that he's had for a really long time, they asked him, they said, well, we need to like get him 30 years younger. And the makeup artist
he's pretty craggy too.
And he's like, they went turtleneck. So, but it is amazing what they did. Amazing how they de-aged Kurt Russell. So, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn with movies out this weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Goldie's
taking it back to Overboard.
Yeah, well, Goldie's is getting through a critical meat grinder.
Oh, Snatch is not getting good reviews.
Well, I saw Dean Richards gave it a B.
Yeah. Do you know Amy Schumer's the fourth highest paid comedian in the business right now?
That doesn't shock me.
Like that's
But there's a guy with he's funny again.
There's a guy with a puppet ahead of her.
Oh,
not Terry Fader.
No. I know the guy you're talking about.
Because Kevin Hart is one, and Jerry Seinfeld is two.
Did you see the Kevin Hart special in Philly?
I did. I didn't like it as much.
I actually liked it.
Did you?
I liked it more than I thought. They could have saved the Halle Berry and Don Cheadle stuff at the beginning, but to sell out a 60,000-seat stadium.
Huge. But I think he's run out
he's
of those. He's run out of those experiences that made me laugh at him. You know, like now he's talking about racing to the garbage can and dodging squirrels and raccoons.
Raccoon.
And right, exactly.
Well, I mean, there's one in Guardians that he would have to dodge. Exactly. He actually does have a gun and will point it at you.
We'd like to thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
First of all, I've known Jim Belushi about 33, 34 years. He is not a fake Cub fan. I've known the guy since probably about 1983, 84.
83. His producer's Nick Shepkowski.
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
Every time.
That sends you into your weekend.
The gorilla.
Oh,
man. The Gorilla.
That man's gonna hurt somebody his last day.
Audio overlord. Chris Tannehill.
Rather than talking about that chimp, let's get back to some football here.
The Gorilla.
Our guests gorilla. Today, Chris Bryant and Rich Campbell.
The Gorilla.
And the Gorilla.
The Gorilla.
We appreciate his contribution.
All that for a Gorilla?
The Gorilla.
Oh, my God. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And for the people whose moms aren't around anymore, well, think of your mom this weekend. Think of your mom this weekend. Take care of everybody.
And shout out to the mother figures out there,
yeah,
too.
Real deal. No doubt. So have a happy Mother's Day. We'll talk to you on Monday. Lawrence is going to ride out with you.
I'm glad you said figures, by the way.
Lawrence Holmes coming up next.
For
Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. We got to get the hell up out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
The horn goes off. Track shoes out of the building.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
And he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The
World champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon.
By the way, great job the other night, Boston. You guys were fantastic.
Oh, that's good. I didn't see you there. You were there on Saturday night? That's cool.
Matt Spiegel was doing a great job as the vocalist and all that. Give me a scouting report.
Really get into the song. Voices are solid, on point.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
It's May, so get your world blooming with a little help from workshops at the Home Depot. Learn great projects for inside and outside your home. We have 3 do-it-yourself workshops in May where you can pick up the skills to make the most of spring and your home. So roll up your sleeves. It's time to get busy because summer's just around the corner. Register today and join us for any or all of our May workshops only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in L.A. and we're not